the Mishnah, there are different types of dinim mamonis, and the Gemara interprets in the Mishnah. One line in the Mishnah refers to hadas mavos, one refers to gzeilus achavolos, and then it starts talking about the chatzin nezik and keitel dalad dehei oynis mefat and moitzi shemra. So the Gemara says these are all knas. Okay. Just you have to know what's the definition, what's the difference halacha lemaisa between mamon and knas. Welcome back, shalom aleichem, Rabbi Reis. Welcome back. What's the difference halacha lemaisa between mamon and knas? So the difference halacha lemaisa is that moed beknas is potter and moed bemamon is hadas baldin kameid and dami. And along the same lines, is there a chiyuv to pay knas on your own? I know that I robbed the bank, $1 million, and I know I'm chayv kefil. So I want to pay. Why should I wait till they bring me to a dinter? I want to pay on. I don't want to wait till they send me a mona. So the Bami and the Rishami both say that there's no mitzvah lotzis yedei shamayim even to pay knas before Bezdin makes a gemar din. Before Hamad Badin, there's no chiv at all. You don't accomplish anything. Mammon, you can pay without a Hamad Badin. If you know that you're chayv mammon, so pay the mammon. But knas, it doesn't make sense to pay. Okay. So that's the difference halacha lemaisa. What's the difference in definition? How did the Chachamim determine whether any given tashlumin that appears in Chumash is mammon or knas? So the Gemara has a discussion of this. Babakama and Daf Tezvov Amar Aleph, going over to Amar Beis. The context of the discussion is palganiska, chatzin nezek of a shor tam. There's a difference if a shor makes a hezek ayidei shem v'regel, so that's mamon. Shem v'regel means the animal is walking b'shus hanizek where it doesn't belong, and it tramples someone else's tomatoes, or it rolls on the tomatoes, shem v'regel, whatever, eats up the tomatoes, so that's shem v'regel, so that's mamon. And the baal shor is held responsible, and he pays nezek sholem. But what about Karen? Karen means the behemoth goes crazy and it makes a hezek in a mishunadika fashion. Kavanasa lahazik. Kavanasa lahazik is mishunah for a behemoth. So the Torah says that the behemoth is mazik in an unusual fashion, kavanasa lahazik, then the first time he's chatzin nezek, omachwes asharach chatzu es kaspo, and then the fourth time, from the fourth time on, if the behemoth lives so long, they should kill it, they should do something, they should shet it, they shouldn't let it keep on doing hazekin. But if they leave the behemah alive, then from the fourth time on, it pays nezek sholem. So the Gemara has a machloikas regarding the chatzin nezek that the shortam pays. Is that mamon or is that knas? What's the nekudas amachloikas? So the Gemara explains, what's the determining principle? What's the factor that determines whether any given chiyuv mamon is considered mamon or knas? So the Gemara says, whoever is mishalim yoseni mashi hizik is knas. Whoever is mishalim schum kotzu, oynes mefatet pei chamishim shekel kesef, whether the girl is from the most miyuchazdika family or from the most bizoindika family. And Moitzi Shemra also pays a fixed amount, meyo kesef. And shloshim shal eved, if a shoram wood kills an eved kanani, you pay shloshim shal eved, whether the eved was a noik of Margolius, whether he was worth a million or he's worthless, you pay shloshim shal eved. So if it's the fixed amount, it doesn't correspond to the hezek. So that's always going to be knas. So if you pay yoysen imashi hezek and you pay kefil, dalad vehei, yoysen imashi hezek doesn't correspond to the hefset that the other person is suffering. So that's called knas. If you pay to cover the hezek that you are responsible for, I broke your window, or I allowed my behemoth to break your window, I allowed my behemoth to eat up your food, so I'm responsible for your hefset money, or I borrowed money from you, of course I have to pay back. Or I bought an automobile, and the agreement was I'm going to pay money. So of course you have to pay. So whenever I'm paying lemalei hachisaron to make good the hefset that the other person suffers, and it's my fault, I bought the automobile, and he's out $40,000. Or my behemoth ate up his dog biscuits, or whatever. I ate up his food. So he's out money because of me. So whenever I'm paying lemalei hachisaron, which I'm responsible for, then it's mamon. Whenever it's not lemalei hachisaron, so whenever it's yosei mimashi hizik, whenever it's a schum katsub, shloshim shalevet, chamishim shekel shel oynis mefat, and mea shekel of moitzi shemra, that's always called knas. The shaila is, what's with the chatzin nezek of the shortam? So that's a machloikis hamarayim above a kama, whether it's mamon or knas. And the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, the Hilchasa and Tezvav on the base, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that pal beniska the chatzin nezek of a shortam is knas. So what's the machloikis? So the Gemara says, machloikis is, in principle, should the Baal HaShor really be held responsible to pay nezek sholem? because Tam Shvarim Labeches Kashima Kaimi. He should have known that his animal, all animals are stupid, they're dumb animals, and that the animal should be mazik with a kavanasa lahazik. He should have known that. You shouldn't put it past the animal. Just like you should have known to watch the animal not to roam in someone else's backyard, beer b'sdei acher, to roam in the other fellow's field, because it may cause a hezek ayidei shem berego. So the same thing, he should have watched out his animal that it shouldn't cause any hezek with a kavanasa lahazik. So really, the Baruch Shor really ought to be held responsible to pay the nezek sholem. But the Torah gave him a break. It is, he can give a teretz, he can give an excuse. How was it supposed to occur to me that the animal is going to make a hezek, kavanasa lahazik? Human beings know how to be mean to each other, but behemoths also, they're so smart. They know how to be mean. So he can give a teretz, but strictly the teretz is not really right. So meikar adin is really bichayv nezek sholem. And the Torah gave him a break the first three times. If you say like that, then the din would have been, not the way we passed, the din would have been a chasi nezek is mamon. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so. That the din is that chatzi nezek is knas, because me'ikar adin, he really should not be held responsible to pay anything. He really, me'ikar adin, should be part of everything. And the chatzi nezek that he pays is not yosem imasha hizik, but it's yosem imasha hoy tzorach liyis mukhiv l'shalem. He should have been mukhiv to pay zero. He should have been mukhiv to pay zero. So the Gemara comes to that maskana. The maskana sa Gemara is a chatzi nezek shartam, is knas. In coming to that conclusion and discussing the topic, the Gemara in Tezvav Amar Aleph on the base in Baba Kama works out this definition. That's the definition of knas. Mammon is when you pay lemali esachisarin to pay good, to make good the hefsid mammon that the other person suffers because of me. And knas is when it's not lemali esachisarin. So whenever it's a schum katsuv, it's always knas. Whenever it's yosim imashi hizik, for sure, that's not lemali esachisarin. So that's the difference between Mammon and Knas. Yeah, what's kofir? The first Tosis raises an issue. Tosis based on Ralph on the Mishnah raises the issue that kofir and shloshim shalevet are both left out from the Mishnah. If a shor hamuad kills an adam, means the shor killed an adam the fourth time already. Shor killed adam number one, adam number two, adam number three. So you don't pay kofir, and you don't pay if it's an eved. You don't pay shloshim shalevet. It's only a shor tam. If the shor kills an adam the fourth time, they shouldn't let the shor live so long. The shor kills an adam the first time. The pasuk says, "Hashor yisakel." You have to give skila. The Gemara asks, "How did the shor live so long? They killed an adam the fourth time." That the Chumash talks about an institution of kofir and shloshim shalevet. You're supposed to kill the shor. The Gemara says, "The shor ran away. What can you do?" Or the bala shor hid his shor. But strictly speaking, the bezin is supposed to put the shor to death right away if they kills an adam the first time. So the psukim say, if the shor kills an adam the fourth time, so if the adam is an eved kenayni, so the bala shor pays shloshim shalevet. Shloshim shalevet is a knas because it's a schum katsuf. Whether the eved is worth the millions or the eved is worthless, you always pay shloshim shalevet. So a schum katsuf is not to make good the hepsid moment that the bala shor is suffering. That the bala eved is suffering, it doesn't correspond to the value of the eved. The Yerushalmi has a funny suffix. What if the Yevet happens to be worth exactly Shloshim Shkolim? If you sell the Yevet on the slave market, it'll be worth exactly. Should I say then that it's Nezek, that it's a Mammon, and it's not Knas? The Pashta says that it's still going to be Knas. If 99% of the time is going to be the more, Shloshim Shlevet is going to be more than the value of the Yevet is, or less than the value, one time out of 100, maybe one time out of 1,000, the Eved Kenani is going to, his true value is going to be Shloshim Shlevet. So the Pashta says that even in that case, it should be a Knas. But the Rishalmi has such a suffix. The Rishalmi quoted, the Rishalmi. Reb Kivega talks about it. Rishalmi has such a suffix. What's kofir if the Shor Hamud kills an Odom? If he kills an Eved Kenani, so that Bala Shor pays Shloshim Shlevet, that's Knas. If he kills a Ben Chorin, then the Bala Shor pays kofir. So what's the din of kofir? Kofir is mammon, or kofir is knas? Which is it? So the Mishnah in the end of, when did we learn Ksuvos? Last year? Just learned Ksuvos, no? So the Mishnah in the end of Perek Elo Naira says explicitly that you don't say moide b'knas potter by kofir. It says moide b'knas potter applies to shloshim shalevet. Shloshim shalevet is knas. Moide b'knas potter does not apply to kofir. Why not? Either you say koifer is mammon, or maybe koifer is a different thing. So the Gemara raises the issue in Bava Kama The Gemara comes to the conclusion that there are three types of tashlumin. There's mamon and knas, that's what we usually used to thinking about. Knas and mamon, whether knas is potter and so on. And then there's a third category that's called kapara. There's mamon and there's knas and there's kapara. There aren't too many chiyubim mamon that fall under that category of kapara. So the Gemara says that kufr kapara. The Gemara says that kufr is not knas. Moedib knas does not apply. That's a beferish in Mishnah. But the Gemara in Bava Kamma has a debate, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion it's not mamon either, it's kapara. What's the difference whether you call it kapara or call it mamon? So Taisus has a whole list of six nafkaminas. That's what we learned at the beginning of the Elanaris. There was a long Taisus. They gave quite a few nafkaminas. One of the six nafkaminas was that we have a din. When you have a case of din in the fashas, the halacha requires two kosher edim. You need two edim. When it comes to dini mamonis, the halacha also says you need two edim. A different pasuk, and the Gemara says that dover over there is referring to mamon. When you have a case of dover should be erva, so the pasuk says that a husband, if the husband ascertains that his wife was mizana and she's a soita asur labayla, so he has to divorce her. So the pasuk uses the expression ki motza ba ervas dover. He discovers that she was mizana. How did he discover? The Gemara says, you're learning Zereshava, Dova, Dova, Mimaman. Just like it says, Al Pishne Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yochim, Dova, that's referring to Dini Mamanis. You need two kosher Eidim. The same is, by a Dova should be Erba to ascertain that a woman was mizana, a woman was Nizkatsha, a woman was Nizgarsha, a Mezbaila, Al Pipashta. Mezbaila Menatara needs two Eidim. So this is, how do you know you need two Eidim? Because it's Zereshava, Dova, Dova, Mimaman. Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisur. And Yisur made Echad is Neman. So you have four categories. You have Mominus, Nefashis, Dovish B'Yerva. All three require Shnei Eidim Ksherim. And in Yisurim, Yisur Vehet, Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim. So what's the din regarding paying kofar? How many witnesses do you have to testify that the Shoah Mod killed an Adam to make the Baal HaShor pay kofar? So the first thesis in the Mesikta quotes a Gemara from Baba Kama. That we paskin the mechayev al pi eid echad al pi abaylam. If an eid echad comes and testifies that my shor ha'mu'ad killed an adam, I have to pay kofar. Eid echad makes me pay $100,000, $500,000. The guy was worth a fortune of money. He paid kofar. So we paskin l'aloch eid echad is neman by kofar. Why is eid echad neman? Because it's considered isur v'heta. It's not knas. That the Mishnah says that it's not knas. If a person is moedah, my shor ha'mu'ad killed an adam, the Mishnah says he does pay. That's the Mishnah Ne'er L'Naris, the end of L'Naris. If he's moedah, my shor ha'mu'ad killed an eved, you don't pay shloshim shel eved, because shloshim shel eved is knas. The moedah of knas is potter. If you're moedah that your shor ha'mu'ad killed an adam, you do pay kofar. But the Gemara Bava Kamma had the two suggestions. Is it because it's mom and is it because it's kapara? So the maskana is that it's kapara. So therefore the Gemara says, the first test is quotes from Baba Kama, Daf Mem Gimel, Al Pi Eid Echad. Shocking. Eid Echad is Neman to make me pay $1,000,000 for Koifer, because Koifer, Kufer, Kapara. Kapara is, Koifer is not considered a Chiyah ben Adam Achaveret. I need a Kapara ben Adam Lamok. And the Torah tells me the way to get the Kapara is by giving him money. So that's not called Mammon. That's called Kapara. There are three different categories. There's Mammon and there's Knas, and then there's a whole new category of Kapara. So Taisa raises the question, it's a very interesting question. How come the Mishnah lists off so many different types of chiyuv and mamon? Hados v'havos, the Gemara interprets, that's what it means, dini mamon is b'shloshah hadyotis. That means hados v'havos. Then zelos achavodos. Then you have nezik and kefal, dalav, hey, why doesn't it mention already shloshim shaleved, which is knas, and why doesn't it mention koifa, which is kapur? So Tosfos gives us nearly Rabbi Natan Koifer Shloshim Shalad Habi Bechlal Chavolos. Okay, but first Tosfos gave a different answer. First Tosfos said, "Hod the Leitan on the third line in the Tosfos." How do you read the first line in Tosfos? Achas Shoshanim Dinim B'Tlos Abavi. What Tlos Abavi? What Tosfos is he referring to? What Tlos Abavi? Bava Kama Bava Mitzi Bava Basra. You have the three Mesichtas. So after the Mishnais tell us who owes whom the money, Mashmeini become a donim or some. Then it tells you how many dayanim you need for the din term. Fine. Then it's the third line. Hodlo tani koyfer shlosh mishalevi kiristan shaknosis. You're listing off all the other knosses, so why not mention koyfer shlosh mishalevi? So you say yesh mafarsh mishum the shor misasa bechav gimel. That's a mishnah later. In order to give din and nefashes by Adam, you need Chav Gimel. And in order to give din and nefashes by the Shor, you also need Chav Gimel. How do you know? Shara Niskal B'Yestam Mishloshi Shenema. It's in the Mishnah where it says on the right hand margin there, the Torah Or, it says Shmos Chafalav. Shenema. Asher Yisokel, the Gambo, all of you must, Kemises Havailim, Kach Mises Hashor. And you need a Beznam Chav Gimel. What kind of halacha is that? We call it din nefashah shel shor. Is that the legitimate expression? Din nefashah needs chav gimel. So you have a pasuk, a hekesh. Asher yisok v'gam bo'olum k'misa bailim, kach misa shor. You call it din nefashah shel shor, or do you say no? That's a joke. No, sir. Don't din nefashah shel shor. Din nefashah means a human being is going to lose his life. So hekesh, akzeres akosef. Then you need chav gimel. Is there any other case where you put a shor to death? And we say din nefashah shel shor needs chav gimel. Nirva, yeah. Nirva is also a hekesh. Also a hekesh that you need chav gimel. Is there any other case where there's no hekesh? Is there any other case?
What?
Avodah zara. That what happens? No, neva. If someone worships an animal, it's posel lahakrav al gabi hamizbeach, but it's not. It's not about no, and you don't put it to death. No, the never is not. The Gemara has a suffix on tezvav on the base. The Gemara has a suffix on tezvav on the base. Where is the suffix? See, the Tosfos is here. Why is the suffix by Shor Sinai? Yiboyelahu. It's about 15 lines from the top. The last word on the line is Yiboyel. The first word of the next line is Lahu. Yiboyelahu. Shor Sinai Bekama. What Shor Sinai? It says right before Maimon HaSinai, no one was allowed to climb up on HaSinai. Bei Meimish Lo Yichya. Sakol Yisapel O Yoro Yiyore and Bei Meimish Lo Yichya. It was a Hiro Shor. Once in the history of the world, it no longer applies. Bizman Hazeh. HaSinai doesn't have the Kedusha anymore. So anybody can walk up on HaSinai. Anybody can go. But Lo Hiro Shor, it had kedusha, and it was forbidden for all the mashur to go. So the Gemara has a suffix. Behei meimish lo yichya. The shur gets skilo. So the Gemara has a suffix. Shur sinai bekama. How big a bezin do you need to put the shur to death at Har Sinai? So the Gemara says again that there's a hekesh. Tani Rabbi, each case there's a hekesh.
I think the Meiri there in Sanhedrin has an opinion that Shor runs into the
Kadosh Kadashim, it may deserve skill. Right. The Rishonim ask, what is the Gemara asking? Shor Sinai Bekama, we usually have a klal, my dahava havi. It's bitl Torah to talk about something that was only Hoira Shor, doesn't apply anymore. So why does the Gemara discuss this? I guess it's discussing how to read Pshat in the Chumash. But if you're just discussing, or you're discussing Hilchos Sila Mashiach, what's the din going to be when Mashiach is going to come? What should I have to pass on the Sant Negea now? If learning Torah is a mitzvah, if you want to know Pshat and Tanakh, or if you want to know what's the halacha, but you're discussing what was the din that was once a Hira Shor 3,000 years ago. So that's not called Limud HaTorah. It's not relevant now. What's the din going to be when Mashiach will come? But it's not relevant now. So that's what the Rishonim ask. Shor Sinai Bekama, here Tosfos raising the question. Shor Sinai Bekama, and Tezvav and Beis, the second half of the Tosfos. They say, V'yim Tavim, my come boy, let me Shor Sinai. My nafkemina, my dahavi havi. That's the expression the Gemara uses, my dahavi havi. It's ancient history, it's not Negev la'alocha. So the Miri has a mechudish dikashita. The Miri says, maybe it is Negev bizman hazeh. Okay. So shita's on Miri. So the Maisa, the Gemara has a hekesh on all three cases where the shor gets skila. By shor haniskal, shor shahargas adam, by raveh benirva, the Gemara has a hekesh also, that the shor you need chav gimel, and here by shor sinai you need chav gimel. When you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, So the Rambam puts it all together and he says, Dina Nefashis, both Avodah and Abbehemah needs Chav Gila. That's a Chiddush. That it's called Dina Nefashis Shal Behemah. One could have said, what kind of Dina Nefashis? Dina Nefashis only means that a person is going to lose his life. And Ashur is a Hekken Shakzer Sakasa, but how can you call it Dina Nefashis? So the Rambam understood that that was the Gemara's Maskani. You have Psukim in all cases. Dina Nefashis of Ashur is also called Dina Nefashis.
Doesn't Gemara say it has to be Bifan of Shoshur?
Yeah.
It seems to be a din on the shore.
It is a din on the shore. You give misa to the shore. Yeah, but the question is it called din in the fashas? Or is it just the Rambam writes in the Mur Nebuchim, the Ramban HaChumash quotes the Rambam, that the shore on Niskal is a punishment to the Bala shore. You know. So according to Rambam, it's hard to understand why in the Mur Nebuchim, why should you call it din in the fashas shal ashore? If the shore deserves a punishment. Rabban Chumash disagrees with the Rambam. He says that would have been good if the din, there is a machlokes hatanaim in Baba Kama, Ramam Hey or so. What if it's a shor hefker, shoharagasa odom? Does it still get the punishment of Nisa? So it's machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. So if the Rambam were right, we should have adopted that position that a shor shal hefker, shoharagasa odom, shor hamidbar. Shor hamidbar, mi shor shal hefker, shoharagasa odom. Would not be chayv skila, but we don't pass like that. We pass kashor hefker, shor hamidbar, shor gesadim is also chayv skila. Ramban says that's a right. That is a punishment to the shor. But even if you say it is a punishment to the shor, if it's a punishment to the bala shor, you mafsid it mammon. So why should you call it din in the fashas? Even if it is a punishment to the shor, it's a little humorous that you call it din in the fashas. But that's how the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes din in the fashas bein shor adam bein shor behemah. Needs Chav Gimel. That's how they say Ravavala Salvechik thought that was the Gemara Sofik. Shasina Bikama, the Gemara was asking, they make a Tzara Shaver from all the cases where a Shor is Chav Gimel, you say it's called Din Nefasha Shal Shor, but they say no, it's a local Din over there by Shor Shaharga Sodom and a local Din over there by Shor Aveva Nirva, and you can't extrapolate from there. Then the Gemara quotes a Pasuk here that it's one big cloud, Din Nefasha Shal Shor.
There may be
leading to it, yeah. There may be an afkamina for the Tosfos based on an aleph, yeah. We'll see, yeah.
That's
okay. Yeah. So here, Tosfos on the first Mishnah raises the question. The Mishnah is listing off some different knosses. Kefil, Dalveh, Oynes, Mefatim, Oynes, Shema, the whole works. He always rattles these off together. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention also Shloshim Shelevet, which is knas, and why doesn't it mention Kofu, which is not knas? But it's kapara. Why doesn't it mention? Is there any other chiyuv tashlum and that's kapara? The Gemara says kufra kapara. When you pay the shor, mu'at kills an adam, that's kapara. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kama has a discussion. We learned in this. The Gemara has a discussion in the Bava Kama. If I swear falsely that I do not owe you $1,000, and then later on I admit that I swore falsely, so I have to give keren v'chomesh. In addition to the $1,000, I give another $250. That's chomesh. If you pay the $1,250. $250 is one-fifth of the sum total. We would have called it rova, but the chomish calls it chomish. Okay. Chomish means 25%. Doesn't mean 20%. So the Gemara says beferish that when you moisif chomish, that's not knas, and it's not kapar. That's mammon. Neither knas nor kapar. So the only case that the Gemara says beferish is kapara is kaifer. So Tosfos is there in Ksubis, the beginning of Eilat Naris and Tosfos, and a few places came up with an additional case that not all the Rishonim agree. Why did the Gemara raise an issue regarding the Chomesh? When I swear falsely that I don't owe you the $1,000 and I admit later I do tshuvas, I have to give you $1,250, the Gemara raised the issue whether the additional Chomesh of $250 is Mamoino or Kapora. Why did the Gemara raise an issue? So Tosfos says, because there is a Chomesh that is Kapora. Barzar shochel truma b'shoigeg. A zar, a non-kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. So zar who eats truma b'mezid is misa b'dei shamayin. Zar who eats truma b'shoigeg needs a kapara. So the halacha says, zar shochel truma b'shoigeg gets a kapara by giving the chomesh. He has to give kerem chomesh. If he drank wine of truma, he has to give pay back wine. If he ate cookies, he has to give back that same type of food that he ate. Tashlumin apachim liyas kodesh. So Tosfos has a chiddush. Tosfos claims that they proved, and a few mesichtas, they proved that the keren, the chaymish that you add on by the zashachal truma b'shogig, that's considered kapor. And other rishonim disagree. The Rash on Mishnah is truma, so he's not so convinced that the Rash is one of the Balei HaTosfos. He's a Talmid Rabbi Natan. He's not so convinced that it should be chaymish. So Lamaisa, the Gemara only has one tashlumen, koifer. The Shoramud kills an adam, he pay koifer. The Gemara said that's the new category. It's not mammon and it's not knas, it's kapora. And Tosis claims that it's not a category that only has one tashlumen. The category has two tashlumen. Okay, another one. The chaymish that's added on by Zav Shachal, the Chuma B'Sheke. Okay. So Nachamal, so Tosis is bothered with the kasha. The Mishnah's rattling off all the different chiyuvei mammon that everything needs a beznam shloisha. So why doesn't it mention koifer and shloshim shalev? So they say yesh mefarshim because you always need chav gimel. Yesh mefarshim shum deshor misasa b'chav gimel. Since you need the beznav 23. To give the death penalty to the shor b'zman shor b'skila abayla mishalmim koifer shloshim shaleved b'zman, that's one opinion there, b'zman she'ena shor b'skila and abayla mishalmim koifer. And they say udalok Rab Lazar, there's an amor there who disagrees, the mechayev al pi edech or al pi baylim, even though al pi edech or al pi baylim, you don't give nisa to the shor. So that's a machlekes in the sugyan baba kama. Is there a chiyuv to pay koifer only if it goes together with a gmardin lemisa on the shore, bisman shor b'skila and shor b'skila and b'al mishal mekayfer? Well, no. The maskana is that we pass can afil api adech and afil api abaylim. Also, you pay kayfer. So Tosfos says maybe this would be a good answer according to that first opinion there in Bava Kamma, that bisman shor b'skila b'al mishal mekayfer. So let's say a shor amud killed an adam. And the Yorshim of the man want to collect the koifer. They're not interested in giving the shor. They've already shot the shor. The shor killed an adam, and they're afraid he's going to kill someone else. So the state troopers came and they shot the bear. Happens every summer. The bears kill somebody in the mountains. So the state troopers come and they shot it. So there's nothing to discuss whether they're going to give din in the fashas or not. So Tosfos says maybe even though the Yorshim are only interested in collecting the koifer, maybe need a bezna chav gimel because the halacha says that they go together. Is mancha asher b'skila b'ayla mishalmim koifer, and asher b'skila and abayla mishalmim koifer. So therefore you always need chav gimel. What's the beer in the Tosfos? Let's say they shot the bear already. There's nothing to discuss. So that's what Tosfos says, you still need chav gimel. So there is a discussion, take as a mashal. There is a Pischei Tshuva, and Eben Ezra has the following discussion. He quotes always Tshuvas, Achrayim who wrote Tshuvas. What if you have an issue of Issa v'Heter that really should have been Eid Echadam v'Yisurim, but this issue of Issa v'Heter is being ascertained by somebody testifying that a husband divorced his wife? Take for example. There is a question, how many witnesses do you need to testify that a person is a cholol? Cholol means a kohen married a grusha, so all the children are going to be chalolim. So how many eidim do you require? Do you say that that's eid echadem and b'yisurim? Or should I say no? To ascertain personal status, the person is a mamzer, a cholol, and so on, maybe you need two eidim. So this is a discussion in Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega had a correspondence with the Nesivas about this topic. So you have in the opening Mishnah in Makkos, the Mishnah talks about Eidim who testify, Midim Adabish Planishu Hu Chalo, Pengushim Chalutza, witnesses testified falsely, and then we were mazon them, we caught them in the lie. And usually we have in this week said, we have the din of Ashisan Lai Kashazamam Lasis Liochiv, it punished Kasha Zamam. So the Mishnah says that this is one of the four exceptions to the rule. The Gemara on that base, and Makkos says there are four cases where you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zamam, and the Mishnah says you give Malkus instead. So there's a discussion in the Ktsoisen and the Nesivis Let's say I was away on vacation. I was away for a month. I come back home. My next door neighbor says, "Oy gewalt, when you were away, a guy broke into the house and was menasach all of your wine. All the bottles of wine that are open, the guy was menasach all of wine, so all the wine is also banor. So I have to throw it out." So I'm about to throw out the wine. And then someone comes and they're mazim the next door neighbor. They say, "How can you say that in the course of the month a guy came home and asked the wine? You were away on vacation also. You were away in California. You weren't even there." So the next door neighbor was trying to be mafsid me a few $100 worth of wine, and we were mazin them. So do you say kasha zamam? So the Ksais HaChoshen raises such a shiloh. Eirechot says, "Nsasech yanecho," and all the wine is also banor, you have to throw it out, and then you mazin them, do you have to pay? So the Ksais has this sofik. Choshem Mishpah begins by Hilchas Dayonim, and then it continues Hilchas Eidim. And the last siman of Hilchas Eidim is siman Lamed Ches. Siman Lamed Ches already at the beginning of Malva Valoiva, where the long shach was, we mentioned the other day, where the Shibura Deraisa, Shibura Lav Deraisa. So in Lamed Ches, the title of the siman is Ksas Dine HaZomim, some of the dinim. Because not Negev is Manazem. Most of Hilchas Kasha Zomim is not relevant, because Kasha Zomim is a Knas, and you don't collect Knosses with Manazem. So the Ksais HaChoshen over there, Siman Lamed Ches, has this discussion. So the Nesivus writes, "I don't think there's room to discuss anything." He says, it says, "V'hine eit sheker ho eit sheker on a biyochav asis malay kasher zamam lasas liyachiv." The word eit appears in the Chumash. "V'hine eit sheker ho eit sheker on a biyachiv." And the Gemara says on the first daf in Soito that kol mokh mishenemba eit arein kan shnayim. Whenever the Chumash uses the word eit, it means a pair of eitim, a pair of witnesses. It doesn't mean one witness who testifies on his own. If you mean one witness, you say eid echad. It says leyok me eid echad biish lekalav v'chol chatas v'chol cheita sheyechtes. It's called eid echad. But if the word eid appears alone without the word echad, so it has the connotation of a kat eidim, a pair of eidim. So the Sibi says he thinks that there's no room for discussion over here. That since on the snasach yenecha eid echad is neman biyisurim, it's not mominous and it's not nefashis and it's not a dovish of b'yerva, so eid echad would be believed. So if eid echad is neman b'yisurim, eid echad is neman b'yisurim, it doesn't have to be kosher eid. Noshe marosa nemanim b'yisurim, kareid marosa nemanim. All the hilchas eidus don't apply. Not all of the hilchas eidus, the dinim do apply, but not all hilchas eidus apply. It's a different parsha of nemanis. You need two kosher eidim by mominous, nefashis and dovish of b'yerva. By yisurim, eid echad is neman. A lot of differences between eid echad and bisturim, and the requirement, the need for two eidim by the other three areas of halacha. So the Nesiva says he thinks that there's only a din of kasher zamam if the halacha required that two eidim have to testify. Whenever it's covered with the din of eid echad and bisturim, the whole parsha of kasher zamam doesn't apply. So the question begs itself: so what's the whole Mishnah talking about? The first Mishnah, Makis, discusses the possibility of punishing kasher zamam. Mishnah says you don't give kasher zamam. Gemara gives a whole explanation. Why? Instead of getting kasher zamam, you give them malchus. Why would there be a havamin in the first place? If you say that to ascertain that somebody is a cholol, eid echad is neman b'yisurim. So if it's yisurim, so there's no din of kasher zamam. So either you can prove in the Mishnah that to ascertain someone is a cholol is a dovish b'yerva. To say someone is a cholol, a nosan, a mamzer, and so on is a dovish b'yerva. Or, other Rachmanim say, or one can give a different answer. Let's say this person whom they're talking about, his father's a kohen. So the Erecha comes and says, "I know for a fact that the mother of this kohen was previously married, and I was there when the first husband gave her a get." So Mamela, this child is a ben grusha. He doesn't say he's a chola because I heard the father say my son is a chola. The father's name to say he's a cholo. So if Edom would come and say, the father said the kid is a cholo, maybe Eid Echad would be Naman be Yisurim. And if it, according to those Achraidim, Eid Echad is Naman by Chalodas and by Mamzeris. If Eid Echad is Naman, so there'll be no institution, no parsha of Kasha Zama. But over here, Rashi says on the Mishnah, Me'idim on a bishbanish of Bengush Machalutza, Rashi writes, "Before Neinun is Garsha Imo, we were present when the husband, the first husband, gave this woman a get." So if they're made on a Maisa Gerishin, a group of Achrenim hold, that that Eidus is called the Dovish Abiyarva, even though the relevance of the Eidus is only with respect to Halalus. We're not interested in saying the woman is allowed to remarry. If you want to say the husband divorced his wife, she's allowed to remarry, so that's called a Dovish Abiyarva. You want to say a woman was Niskatcha, so she's not allowed to marry. The woman is an Eishes Ish. You want to say the woman who was known to be an Eishes Ish was Nizgarsha, so she's allowed to remarry. So that's a Dovish Abiyarva. He's saying on Kiddushin or on Gerishin, and the relevance is whether she's allowed to marry. She's not allowed to marry someone else. What if you say Bafanein and Nizgarsha Ima Kodim Shinoi Latzeh? He's saying about a Maisa Gerishin, but it's not relevant to determine whether the woman is allowed to be married. The mother died already, or the husband died. There's no issue of whether she's an Eishes Ish or not. The whole issue is whether the child from the second husband, who was a Kohen, is a Chalal or not. So I say, therefore the child is a Ben Grusha. So you're saying the Haggadah Seidus, the Tochen of the Haggadah Seidus, is on a Maisa Gerishin, on a Dovah Shebi'erva. But the relevance, the significance, is Ben Geet to Chalalas. So do you treat that as a Dovah Shebi'erva that you should need to aid? And what do you treat it like Eidecha Nam Visur? Eidecha should be good. So there is a group of Achreinim who say the determination whether it's Dovah Shebi'erva requiring two kosher Eidim or Yisurim that it should be sufficient with Eidechod is not dependent on what the result is, what the Bezdin is going to pass with. It's determined based on what the tochen of the Haggadah is. If he's saying b'fanein and disgashi, giving testimony on a ma'isa gerishin, that's called davish abiyarva, even though the whole to'elus, the whole tachlis, the whole relevance, the whole significance of being the kabbalatus is just to declare that the kid is a cholo. You're not interested in paskening whether the woman is allowed to remarry or not. The woman's dead, the husband is dead, the whole thing is ancient history. The only relevance is whether the child is going to be a cholo or not. So a group of Achronim hold that that's called Dovah Shebi'erva. So it could well be that this is what Tosus is driving at. Could be that that's what Tosus means. If you hold like that opinion in Bava Kamma, it's a machlekes in Bava Kamma. The Loka Rav Loza Machav Al Pi Eirech Al Pi Abaylam. Yeah, and daf Mem Aleph. So Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph is a machlekes Amaroi. So Tosus perhaps means to say, do you call it Din in the Foshes? Din in the Foshes always needs Chav Gimel. So when the Shor HaNiskol gets Skila, do you call the Din in the Fashas of a Shor? What do you say? What kind of joke? What Din in the Fashas? You can check the behemoth. That's Din in the Fashas. You have to have a Bezna 23 to Paskin that the Sheikh is allowed to kill a behemoth. Or let's say you have the mice are bothering me. So I put a mice trap and I kill a mouse. It's Din in the Fashas of a mouse. So you have to have a Bezna 23 to Paskin. You don't need Bezna 23 to Paskin or there are mosquitoes that are bothering me. So I kill a mosquito. So it's din in the fashas. You're allowed to kill it. You don't need a bezdan 23. So maybe that's the shaila. When you give oinish skilo to the shor haniskal, is that called din in the fashas shal shor? Oh no, it's like there is a custom that you need 23 despite the fact that it's not called din in the fashas. So it could be that that's what Tosis is driving at. Yesh mefarshim. If you hold like that opinion, ain't no shaila skilo and bainu mishal mekoifer. The Bala Shor only pays Kaifer if the situation was such that the Shor would have deserved Skila. So even if the state troopers came and they shot the bear, and it's not Nogay anymore whether the bear is going to get Skila. No. But to say that a behemoth killed an Adam, that's called Din in the Fashas. Din in the Fashas needs Chav Gimel. Even though the significance that you're interested in, we're interested in Zman Hazeh, let's say. Zman Hazeh, there is no Bezen Shol Chav Gimel. No one's getting any din in the fashas. The Gemara has later. 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Bezna Gadol from Yerushalayim went into self-imposed exile. And from that time on, the Gemara says there's no more din in the fashas. Then there's another Gemara in the Abtun Beis that you need a Kohen Oved. Bezman Shein Kohen Oved, if they're not Kohen and Makro Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh, so you can't be done din in the fashas. So Bezman Hazeh, we don't have a Bezna Chav Gimel. We can't be done din in the fashas. Could still be, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, could be that you cannot convene a Bezna of three to make the owner of the bear, the guy has this pet, he has a bear as a pet, and the bear goes and it eats up people. So, then the state trooper shot the bear, okay? So it could be that you cannot be done. Shloshim Shalevit is Knas, so we're not done Knas Bezman Hazeh. What about the Kofer? So it could be you cannot be done Kofer, because since kofar, you only pay kofar bizman shashor b'skila habalim shalom and kofar. So the Haggadah said is that the shor b'sharagas ha'adam is called an edus on a case of din in the nefashas. If you hold the din in the nefashas for shor, is also din in the nefashas. The Rambam said gemar din in the nefashas ben shal adam ben shal behem always needs chav gim. So to say it like that, that could be that that's what the first opinion in Tosfos is driving at. That din in the nefashas shal shor always needs chav gimel, and even if you're only interested in collecting the kofar, it doesn't matter. The tachlis of the din Torah is just going to be to collect kofar, but the tochen of the Haggadah Seder is one of din in the nefashas. The din in the nefashas needs chav gimel, even if the result that you want is not. It's such a problematic Rambam. We're going to have to see the whole sugya on Daf Ches, but it's such a problematic Rambam on the Hemshech HaMishneh by Moitzi Shemra. In the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, till the days of the Gaonim, they used to have a long pause in between Eris and Nisuin. And you have a lot of discussions in the Gemara. What are the dinim of the Eish HaSish during that? There was a year pause between Eris and Nisuin. So which dinim do apply, which dinim don't apply to the situation of Eris? And then in the days of the Gaonim, they changed it like we have today. We have the Nisuin right after the Eris. We just mafzik in between with the Kriyas HaKsuba. But we have the Nisun immediately afterwards. Just 2 minutes after Erisin, we do Nisun. But in the days of the Gemara, there was a long pause in between. So let's say a fellow does Erisin, and then a year later he does Nisun, and he says, L'matzasi l'bitcha b'sulim, and he thinks that the wife was mezana during Erisin, and he wants to be mafsid her d'ksuba. That's the sugging subas on daptes. He comes to bez in the morning after he gets married, Nisun, he says, Pesach posoch matzasi, nem alhapsiduk subasa. So the Rambam writes that you cannot be done. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah has a machlekes hatanoim. What's the din of Moitzi Shemra? So it says, Moitzi Shemra b'shlosha dira meir, v'chachamim amri, Moitzi Shemra b'esr m'shlosha. You need 23. Why? So the Rambam, the way it says in our editions of the Rambam, you have to check in the new editions now. The way it says in all the standard editions till recently, it says you cannot be done dini moitzi shemra bizman hazeh because you need a bezna of 23, because it's basically a case of dini nefashas. The man says my wife was mezana during erisin, so he's talking about an eshes isha zinsa. Is a case of din in the fash. But I'm not interested in din in the fash. I love her. I married her. I'm not allowed to live with her because she's a seit asur al baila. So I want to divorce her. I don't want to pay her the ksuba. So I want to come to Bezin just as should paskin. I'm allowed to. I have to divorce. I want Bezin to paskin. I should divorce her and I should be potter from paying the ksuba. So the Rambam says he can't be done din moitzi shemra bizman shein beis hamigdush kayam because it's din in the fashas. And din in the fashas you need a bezin of chav gimel. So Rav Shach in his Sefer on the Rambam has a whole lesson. He thinks there must be a misprint in the Rambam. And Chaschinel talks about it also. What do you mean? Bizman hazeh not going to lead up to Din in the Fashas. Not going to lead up, so it's not Din in the Fashas. So it could be that that's what the Rambam means. Whenever a husband comes and he accuses his wife, she was mezana as an Esh HaSish, mezana tachtov, the case is one of Din in the Fashas. Even though the relevance, even though the Rav Kamina Ledin is only to be mapsed had Ksuba, but it could be if the case is one of din in the fashas, the halacha always requires chav gimel. So it could be that that's what the Tosfos is driving at, the yesh mefarsh. If you all like the other opinion, Rab Loza the mechayev al pi edech or al pi abaylim, it's not totally zlebaza. You don't say bizban she'en hashav b'skin la'ad abaylim mishal mekoifer. So then you don't say that you wouldn't require chav gimel. To be mechayiv kaifer and shloshim shalev, gimel would be sufficient. But if you hold that the toli zeh b'zeh, so then you have to ascertain that there was a ma'isa, there was a haggadah seder on a din in the nefashas case. So that's what Tosfos suggests, the yesh mefarshim, that you would need chav gimel for that. We're going to have to see the gemara in daf ches. You have to see what it says in daf ches. Gemara talks about it.
And why does the gemara ask from the chacham that why is it even a case of din in the nefashas? The Baal hasn't brought edim yet. Defined, same when we talk about Bizman Hazeh, according to how the Rambam presents the case, if it's defined as the case of Dina Nefashos, so then it should be understood whether Chum require Chav Gimel.
Right, the Rambam seems to be against the whole Gemara. That's Rav Shach says. The Rambam seems to be against the Gemara. Maybe he has some other Gemara. I don't know. Rav Shach thinks that there must be a misprint in the Rambam. Okay. So what did the Gemara? The Gemara had the two opinions, just to review again for the tenth time. Bagzelus v'chavolus in each loshes smuchim, and by hodos v'avoyes there's no psukim. The psukim are only bagzelus v'chavolus. So the Gemara has a fundamental machlokes. The first time aroyim Rabbi Abohu and Rove, and based on the base of the opinion that iruk parsha is kosim kan, the shloshes smuchim, even though it's only written, bagzelus v'chavolus applies even to hodos v'avoyes. Menatori in each loshes smuchim by hodos v'avoyes as well. But we're reading in the Mishnah Dinim Amidus B'Shlosha that you don't need Shlosha Smuchim. It's enough with Shlosha Adyaita. So Gemara says, yeah, that's a Takana Midirabbanan. They shall the Tanadalus B'Fnei Lovin. Fine. In the second opinion, the Rambam passing off the second opinion, Ravach Beid Ravika, over here, 10 lines from the top of Gimel Amid Aleph, that in the Torah it's a fundamental difference. In the Torah you only need Shlosha Smuchim B'Gzevus B'Chavolus B'Hedoas V'Avolus Chad Nami Koshim. But that chadami kosher mid the rabbanon, they changed it and they said al tidon yichidi shein don yichidi elo echad. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Pirkei Avos. So you need shlosha. Yeah. And then yesterday we discussed that Rashi and Tosfos seem to have understood that mid the raisa chadami kosher means chad hedyot. You don't need a samach at all. And the Yosef Meach understands from the Rambam pretty clearly. That he says, it seems Rabbein Hananel seems to say like that on Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Chad Somuch. And then we pointed out there is a Machlekes HaRishonim when you say Mederais Chad Nami Kosher means Chad is a Bezen. Oh no, Chad is a Hairoa, a Psak, but it's not a Bezen. So we had, there were two Taisus in Yavamas, one Dafi after the other, where the Taisus and disagreed with each other. And one Taisus they said, if you all Chad Nami Kosher, so a bezna echod would be good. A bezna echod would be good for geirus also. The other Taisa says no. There's nothing to discuss. Even if you hold chadam bikosha, bezna echod would not be good for geirus. Why? Because geirus, the whole word mishpach sibbe means that the geirus should be done under the auspices of a bezna. Chadam bikosha means that a moira hara is good. It's not that chadam bikosha is the best. So this is a machlokes harishayin. Okay. So where did the Gemara, when the Gemara presented the first opinion, and what's an afkemina la halacha min haTorah chad nami kosher min haTorah yinid shlosha smuchim? So the Gemara said the afkemina is where the shnayim shadona dinayim did. If you hold min haTorah yinid shlosha smuchim, and with the rabbanon they will make shlosha adyotis is good, but shnayim shadona ain't dinayim din, even with the yevid ain't dinayim din, because min haTorah yinid shlosha. And if you hold like the second opinion, Ravach Beid Ravika, that mederais echad nami kosher, then shnayim shadona would be good b'diyan, because really min haTorah echad nami kosher. It's only lachatchit al teidon yichid. That's the gist of the Gemara. Yeah. Why does Rabbi Bo have an expression? The Gemara quotes on base. Rabbi Bo has an expression: shnayim shadona dinim mamenes ledivre hakol ein dinim din. What do you mean ledivre hakol? But on Gimel Amud Aleph they disagree. Avach Beid Ravika disagree. What does he say? Ledivre hakol. Or the Tanoim. Which Tanoim is he referring to? So Rashi tells you, on Davov, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, how big a Bezen do you need for Pshara? How many Dayanim do you need? So one opinion, two, one opinion, three. So, one opinion, one maybe, I forgot already. But there's one opinion, two, one opinion, three. So Rabbi Bo says, that Machlokes HaTanoim is only with respect to Pshara. But in a din, not a pshar, din, Divrei HaKol, all the Tanoim would agree that you need Shlosha Yikuva, and Shnayim Shadana wouldn't even be good b'diavad. That's what it means. Doesn't mean Divrei HaKol, no one in the world. He knows Ravach Beit Ravika doesn't agree with him. He knows that there are Amoraim who disagree. He claims all the Tanoim, that's what Rashi says, all the Tanoim, and Davav, Divrei HaKol, Kamon Davav, Koi, the Pligi b'pshara, whether you need two or three. Mashimina Rabba Bo, the b'din, not in a pshar, a case of a din, call the mother to be in a gimel. You need three leikuva. Fine. So according to the first opinion, that Rabbi Bo and Rova, that you need shlosha smuchim min haTorah by hedos v'alvos, but they were mekel mederabban kadei shalot hanadalus b'fnei lovin. The Gemara gives a parallel from Kid Rabbi Chanina. Who is Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina is explaining a difficulty on daf lamed beis. Daf lamed beis is the beginning of the perek Echad din mamas ve'echad din nefashas bedrisha v'chakira. What does it mean, drisha v'chakira? So the Gemara has a series of psukim. All the psukim are written by din nefashas. Nothing is written by din mamas. Says, but the rashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev. Then another pasuk says, the rashta heitev v'chakarta heitev. So if you add everything up, like you add up all the times that it says malocha malachta malecha, so you add up how many times it says karnas karnas karno, so you add up how many times the word Elohim appears in the pasuk. So you add up how many times does it say with the rashta v'chakarta v'shalta, adds up to 7. So this means you have to ask 7 questions. Only 7 questions? I have more questions there. Where, no. 7 unnecessary questions. You have to ask all the Adam come and they say, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So the Bez Nas, they ask, why does he owe him $1,000? What, he broke his window, he borrowed, he bought something. So he has to tell a story. So in addition, they may have to ask 150 questions to the Adam to get the story straight. After they get the story straight, then they have to ask questions that are really irrelevant. Be'ezah mokam, be'ezah zman. What day of the week was it? What day of the month was it? Was it in the morning? Was it in the afternoon? What time was it? And where was the location? So 6 questions are be'ezah zman, and what question is be'ezah mokam? So that's learned that from the psukim. All the psukim with the rashta v'chakarta in the chumash in Dvarim, all the psukim are by din nefashos. So why should you apply that to din mamonos? So that's what the Mishnah says, Shenem HaMishpatecha Yelachem. And where does it say Mishpatecha Yelachem? So the Tosfos on Beis Amud Beis explains, it's at the end of Parshas Emor, no? The end of Parshas Emor, by the Megadev. There was a fellow who was Megadev as Hashem, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know whether they have the punishment. The Baruch Shem sits in heaven and he laughs. These stupid idiots, who are they cursing me? I control the whole world. The pasuk said to him, God is sitting in heaven. He's laughing at all these stupid people. What do they think? They're gonna give me a heart attack or something? It's a joke. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Baruch Shalom is laughing. So maybe we shouldn't punish him. Or maybe he deserves the biggest punishment. The God of his Hashem. Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. So the pasuk says, that's a Rabbi Hirsch. Rabbi Hirsch explains in his commentary on Chumash. The Rebbe Shlom says, if a person does a big aveira, give him a big punishment. If a person does a little aveira, give him a little punishment. Maka behema yishalmena. If you kill a behema, you pay. Maka adam yumas. Because it's a bigger aveira. And if a person is megadef Hashem, don't say, I'm laughing in heaven. It's a bit, from my perspective, it's a big joke. I get myself a good laugh. But from the perspective of mankind, this is going to destroy civilization. If people are going to be megadef as Hashem, that's considered the highest level of an aveira. You have to give him the death penalty, skila, the worst kind of death, and taliya. The salisa osaleh, he gets the worst. He gets the worst punishment. So the pasuk has the previous, the pasuk immediately preceding says, makabeh mishalmena, umake odem yumas. If a person does a little aveira, makabeh mishalmena, makabeh odem a bigger aveira yumas. The very next pasuk says, mishpatecha yiyalochet. So the Peshutta Shal Mikra of that pas Mishpatech Yalachem, how does it continue? Belager. You have to treat everybody the same, whether you're Jewish or whether you were born Jewish or you're a ger, everybody's treated the same. So that's Peshutta Shal Mikra. But as an additional level of interpretation, the Mishnah on Lamed Beis understands Mishpatech Yalachem is a continuation of the previous pasuk. You treat mamonos and nefashos the same. So that's what the Mishnah says. You treat it the same, that you require drisha v'chakira in mamonos just like in nefashos. Fine. That's the makor of the din. Then the Gemara points out, on Lamed Beis and also, we have source in Mishnah, that it's not so. That you don't need drisha v'chakira in cases of din in mamonos. So Rabbi Chanina comes up at the end, so min ha-Torah, you say, mishpatech yolachem. And the Mishnah is right. The Mishnah tells us what the din deraisa was. And the other Mishnayis that tell us that halacha lemaisa, you don't need drisha v'chakira, that's bizman hazeh, the Tanoi made a later takona, that in certain cases, namely hados v'halvoes, you can make the person pay even without drisha v'chakira. You can rely on Haggadah Seder even without. Why they make such a takona? Kadesh lo til nadelus, b'ifnei lovin, if you're going to say the halacha requires kosher eidim, and they have to say with Zman HaMokam, somebody was present when I lent someone else $3,000. They're going to remember what day of the week it was, what day of the month. They remember even what year it was. It was a long time ago. I lent them money. They remember I lent them money. They don't know if he paid back or not. to have to go remember. It's very hard to. I don't remember. I lent people money. I don't remember when. I remember that I lent them money. I don't remember when. So the Edom are going to remember. What, they keep a diary? They're not going to remember. So Rabbi Chanina says that's why they made a takana de Rabbanon. If you're going to leave everything on the din de Raisa, the Edom are only reliable if they give Zmanamokam. No one's going to lend any money because he'll never be able to collect it. If the other fellow, the Leivah, will deny that he owes the money, I'm going to have to get witnesses who remember this man and the Mokam. The Mokam, they probably will remember. This man, they're never going to remember. They'll remember whether there's another summer in the winter, whether in the yeshiva, they'll remember, was it in the mountains, was it in Eretz Yisrael, was it in the Beis Medrash, was it in Shul. They'll remember the Mokam, not going to remember this man. They'll remember vaguely this man, summer, winter, not going to remember what day of the week it was. That they're not going to. So no one will ever want to lend any money. So they made a takana that you make the fellow pay even without zmanamo. That's the Gemara. Hefke bez nefke. Pashtus hefke bez min haTorah. It's not valid. Min derabbanon. It's hefke bez nefke. Hefke bez nefke. Good should only work in dinim amanus, right? Like we had a Rashba the other day. Hefke bez nefke only was in dinim amanus. On this mishnah, there's a famous Nemuke Yosef. Why is it famous? Because Rabbi Chaim disagrees. Chaim quotes the Nemuke Yosef, and he begs to disagree with the Nemuke Yosef. So it's on page Echadini Mam, it's on page Yud in the Rif, in my edition. Maybe they have new editions now. Here, and page Yud, about 15 lines from the top of the page. So the Nemuke Yosef asks Akasha and gives a teret. Those who learn Gittin will remember Adaf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, "Mepneima tiknu zman begittin." There's a takonim in the Rabbanim. When you write a get, you have to write the zman. But it's only a takonim in the Rabbanim. In our Torah, there's no need to write the zman. And that's why there's a Mishnah later in the end of Gittin. Shlosha Gittin psulim. There are three Gittin that are no good mid the Rabbanim. However, b'diavad im nisus, if she remarried, you still need another get. The first get is no good mid the Rabbanim. You still need another get. But if she remarried, she had a child already from the second husband, you don't go so far to declare that the child is a mamzer. She needs another get. It's not that lechatchila the get is possible, but the evidence good. Even the evidence no good, but the child is not going to be a mamzer. So one of the shloshi gitim psulim in the rabbanon, the nisus avlad kasher, is a get she'ein bo zman. The Gemara quotes at the beginning of Gittin. Gemara quotes that Mishnah from Daf Pei Vov, Daf Pei Hei, wherever it is there. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is bothered with a kasha, but a get you need zman min haTorah. Midach yelachem. In haTorah you need zman amokam for every what is a get? Is a shtar. So a shtar is Haggadah Seder. So min haTorah you need zman amokam. You need zman amokam in every shtar. And it's only a takonim of the Rabbanan and Dinim Amanus based on Hefke Bezna Hefke that you don't need zman amokam and Dinim Amanus. But you can't apply Hefke Bezna Hefke to get. So how is the get good without the zman and the mokum? That's his kasha. Is it really a kasha? Before we proceed, is it really a kasha? Yeah, I said it over quickly. Is it really true that a get is Haggadah Eidos? Is that true? A get is Haggadah Eidos. There are two types of shtar. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. So shtar raya is Haggadah Eidos.
Shtar kinyan.
Shtakinyan is a machlokes hatanayim where the shtakinyan has to start off. Reb Meir's opinion of shtakinyan has to be edim chasima karsi. If you don't have edim sign, it doesn't give a haggadah seidus, and not only can it not function as a shtaraya, it can't function as a shtakinyan either. The way a shtakinyan functions is I give you a raya that you're married to me, so that causes the marriage to take effect. If I'm married to my wife, I give her a raya that she's divorced from me, so that causes the gerishin to take effect. I have a house, and I give you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you. When you have a raya, the house is yours, that causes the house to become yours. That's Rameh's opinion. Edik chasima karsi. Basically, there's one kind of shtar. Shtar is always a shtar raya. And a shtar raya can accomplish a kinyan. And we don't paskin like Rameh. We paskin like our blazer. Edik mesir karsi. A get and a shtar kiddushin and a shtar mechira don't have to have erich hasima at all. So a shtar kinyan is not haggadah seidus at all. It's just you write sipra ma'isa harei mukudeshesli. There's no shtar raya. Harei mukudeshesli, and I give the shtar in the presence of two edim mesira. So that's not a shtar raya. So the truth in the matter halacha ma'isa, the kasha in the Nebuchadnezzar is not a kasha. The Mishnah says the Edom should sign when they tikkun ha'olam. So Tosis interprets on that Gemara in the beginning of Gittin. Tosis writes on that Gemara. It's not a takana that they have to sign. It's an Eitzah Tovah kamash malon. Because the Edom Asira may die and they may move to Medina Sayyam. How is the woman going to prove that she got divorced? So the Mishnah says, Sheyehu Edom Chosmim is a recommendation. Well, it's not really a takana with the Rabban. So the truth of the matter is, the kash of the Mukyes of Halacha Lamaisa is not a kash. Because the Gemara says, Halacha Rablaza begitten. We pass on like Rab Loza that a get is a shtakin, and a shtakin doesn't need edi chasima. The definition of shtaraya is how to say this. So it's edi, so you have to have a breach of a chakira. But a shtakin is not at all totally unrelated. Shtakin is shtaraya. Usually a get serves as both. Usually in Bismarck Gemara, the get would serve as a shtakin to accomplish that she should get divorced. Then she wants to be able to prove later that she's divorced. If you have to edim sign, so it serves later on as a shtarai also. But it doesn't have to serve as a shtarai. It doesn't have to. So halacha lemaisa, it's not really a kasha. The kasha is if the din would have been like Rav Meir, if one would have held like Rav Meir, that edi chasima kar, said that every single shtar in the world has to be a shtarai. And a shtar kinyan works because I gave you a raya that you're married to me, that causes you to become married. Because I gave you a raya, my house belongs to you, this accomplishes that the house now belongs to you. Have to give you a shtaraya, so shtaraya is how God to say this picks up. So edus should need rishu v'chakira. That's the nemukhi yesuv's kasha. So he asked, why does the Mishnah say a get shein bo zman is only possible mid the rabbanon, should be possible in atar, the vlad should be a mamza? Why does the Gemara say mipnei mat tiknu zman begitten, that they need to write the date and the get is only mid the rabbanon, should be min atayra, because edus always needs rishu v'chakira. So the Mukhi Yosef gives an answer. He says, just like they had the ability to make a takana de Rabbanan by Shtari Mamen, based on what Hefker Bezna Hefker, so they have the ability to make a takana de Rabbanan by a get, because called the Mikadesh, Adaita de Rabbanan Mikadesh, Rabbanan Rabbanan Kiddushimene. The rabbis have the ability to do away, to declare as kosher a get that's possible in a Torah, and the woman is still an Eishes Ish. The Chacham can declare that she's allowed to remarry. How does that work? So the mechanism is called the Mekadosh Adaita Rabban Mekadosh Afkir Rabbani Kiddushim Minei. That's how the Mukhi Yosef answers. So Rab Chaim thinks that it's the Mukhi Yosef says like this: when they did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira and Dinim Mominis, at the same time they did away with the need for Drisha V'Chakira by Gittin Mekidushim. Then the Gemara says they reinstituted it by Gittin. And if they might take this man to get, and why did they reinstitute mid the Rabbanon? On the level of the Rais, he do needs manamokim, because he needs Rishwa Chakira. Mid the Rabbanon, when it did away with Rishwa Chakira by Mominus, it did away also by Gittin and Kiddushin. And then they reinstituted mid the Rabbanon. So that's the Gemara's discussion, and Gittin Daf Yudzaim, if they might take this man to get, why did they reinstitute mid the Rabbanon? So Rab Chaim shows, he explains why he thinks that it's not correct. He has murderous kashas against the Mukhi Yosef. He thinks they're absolutely not correct. So what's the answer to the kasha? How can, if you would have held like Rab Meir, that Edi Chasima Karasi, that Edi Shtar Kinyan has to start off as a Shtaraya, and that's what accomplishes that the Kinyan takes effect. So Shtaraya is Ahagodah Seydis, you have to have Zman HaMokam. Rab Chaim has a fantastic suggestion in the Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Seydis. He says, how does it say in the Chumash? What's the wording of the pasuk? It says, "V'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heite." It says the Bezin should ask all the questions. And the Rambam also writes, when the Rambam writes in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs, then he gives you the Minyan HaMitzvahs b'Ktzora, then in the beginning of every section of Halacha, and the Rambam, he tells you how many mitzvahs he's going to cover here. The whole Limud HaTorah, the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is to know what are the 613 mitzvahs and what are all the details. So the Rambam first starts off, which are the 613 mitzvahs? Then he writes the whole Mishnah Torah is what are the details of all the 613 mitzvahs. In the beginning of every section, he tells you, we're going to cover the following 25 mitzvahs here. We're going to cover the following 2 mitzvahs here. So in the beginning of Hilchos Eidos, and same in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam writes, mitzvah on the Bezin Lidrush V'lachker Sa'edim. It's not a din in Hilchos Eidos, it's a din in Hilchos Bezin. So then the Bezin should not accept the Haggadah Seydis unless they interrogate the Edom and the Edom give give answers on the Zman and the Mokum, but the Rashta v'chakarta, the Tzibur HaTorah is talking to the Bezin. Mitzvah Lidrash v'lachker sa'edim. So Abchaim says, what if you can pull a fast one? What if you can, with some magic? Normally, you need Haggadah Seydis Bifnei Bezin. A guy's going to give Haggadah Seydis Chutz LeBezin. It's not Chal. Is there a possibility of accomplishing Haggadah Seydis Chutz LeBezin? So he says, sure there is. Shtar. You give a shtar. You don't need a bezin when you write a shtar. How is a shtar good bichlal? The Gemara in Gittin Afayin says, mipiyam velo mipiksovam. How is a shtar good? So the Taisus in Ksub is that Chav explains. All the Bishayim say the same thing. A shtar has to be written midas ha-mischayev. If the loiva authorizes the Eidim to write a shtar halvoeh, then he say there's no psula miksavam. If the Eidim watched on their own a halva, then they're going to write a shtar. They have no right to. That's a violation. Al pishnai Eidim al mipiyim v'lo mipiksavam. Eidim have no right to write on their own. They have to tell the Haggadah bal peh. But if the das hamaschayv, the one against whom the shtar is testifying, the loibis says to the Eidim, please write the malveh shtar that I owe him $1,000. So whenever there's das hamaschayv, then the Eidim have a right to write a shtar, and the shtar is Eidim achsimim al ashtar nase kemi shenechkera edusim ebezin. So Rav Chaim says, what does that loshen mean? That a shtar min ha-Torah doesn't need risha v'chakira. Shachir is not in a hilchas edus. They gave all the details of the case that are necessary. The requirement that you should ask these extra seven questions, the seven times the rashta v'chakarta, that's a din on the bezin. Bezin, whenever kabbalah edus needs kabbalah b'fnei bezin, bezin should not be mekabbalah edus unless they interrogate the Eidim and they give this man a mokum. But here by shtar, you come to the same result. There's a Haggadah Seydis, but without any need for a bezin. If there's das ha-mischayv authorizing the Eidim to write, he borrows money at night, the loiva borrows money at night, and he tells the Eidim, write a shtar. There's no bezin balayla. There's no bezin balayla. You don't need a bezin. The husband wants to divorce his wife at night. So he tells the sofer, write a get, and the Eidim sign the get, they sign it. There's no Kabbalah Seydis Bifnei Bezin. There's no Bezin Balaylo. You don't need a Bezin. Eidim Achsimim Al Ashtar, it's called Haggadah Seydis without any need for a Bezin. If there's no need for a Bezin, then there's no need for a Drisha V'chakira. So that's why the Gemara, Rish Lakish, has that expression, Nase Kemish Nechkara Eidusam Bebezin. Just like if the Eidis would have been Balpeh, it would have only been valid if the bezin would have been mekabel eidus. Eidim achsimim al ashtar, if they were authorized by the das ha-mischayev to sign a shtar, and it's working with this root, it's a haggadah seydis shalei al pi bezin. Haggadah seydis because of das ha-mischayev. So they don't need rishva chakir and ask kemish nechkra eidusim. The eidus is chal without going through the bezin. So meimel there's no need for rishva chakir.
If chad dami is kosher and you're going in front of one, a single person, is a machlokas if it's a gives a basin or not? Would there be drisha v'chakira? Because if it's a din, if Rakhim is saying it's a din and basin, then
if you say chad nami kosher is not a bezin, he has no right to be mekabel eidim. So you have to have three to be mekabel eidim. You got three balabatim in mekabel eidim, and then he can be done. Yeah, even a case of halva, he can be done the case on his own. Let's say the three people will be mekabel eidim. They're not learned. They don't know how to pasta. But they'll be mekabeliyedus. You have the bezna of three, will be mekabeliyedus. Then they'll tell over the facts to the yochid, and he'll paskin what the din is. But if yolt chadami kosher is not a bezna, so he can't be mekabeliyedus. Exactly, he can't be mekabeliyedus. So that's famous from Rav Chaim, and it's very meduyik in the Loshon HaGemar. That's what he writes. Eidim achsimim al ashtar nase kemisha nechre dusim bezna means they have the same tokif, the same validity. If the Eidim would have given Haggadah Seydis Baal Peh, the Bezin would not have the right to be Mekabel Eidis unless they do the Darashta V'chakart, unless they ask Risha V'chakira. So if you have a different route of being Mekabel Eidis, Eidim Achsim Al Ashtar because of Das HaMischayev, that's what enables them to sign the Shtar. So the Eidis is Chal without going through a Bezin, then there's no need for Risha V'chakira. So in our Torah, the thing is you have to learn the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis. How does Rav Chaim's suggestion fit into the Gemara? It doesn't seem to read so smoothly in the Gemara. Rav Chaim says it's logical, but then what the Megillah says seems to be in the Gemara. We'll get to that. We'll have to break our heads to see what it says in the Gemara. So Nachmal. So on the level of the Raisa, the Mishnah starts off Lamed Beis Amarav. The fourth parak starts off Minatori need Rishu Achakir and need a moment. And you have other Mishnais and Brises that say you don't. So that's Midirabban and the Meir Takana Kadesh Lo Tamadalus Bifnei Lo. We understand that very well. So here, you look in Choshe Mishpat. Here, there's a fundamental machlokes halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh. How can you be done, let's say, halvoy, hoidos halvoyos, and the witnesses didn't give this man a makam? No drish v'chakira. So what kind of halacha is that? So you look in, the Shach quotes a Tshuvas HaRavan. You look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes HaRishayim, how does it work? So some Rishayim understand that even though in HaTorah there's no Haggadah Seydus here, but the Rabbanan, they said that it is called Kabbalah Seydus. Even though the Halacha requires with the Rashta v'Chakarta, Bezna has no right to be Kabbalah Seydus. If they're not Dorish v'Chokeh, if they'd only ask the additional seven questions, the six about the Zman, and one about the Mokkaim, but with the Rabbanan, it's called Haggadah Seydus. Another Rishayim hold no. Even with the Rabbanan, there's no Kabbalah Seydus. The Eidus was not in this Kabbalah because they didn't give Zman HaMokkaim. So how can the Bezna Paskin based on the Eidim? Oh, so the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin that there's a fundamental difference. This Rambam is against the Gemara, but the Rambam got it from a Mechilta. That's how the Noisir Kelim said. So against the Beferish Gemara later in the Lamed. The Rambam says, even though you cannot be done, din in the Fasha Salpi Omed, circumstantial evidence, but in Dini Mamanis, Yesh Lebez Lodun, Dini Mamanis Alpi Omed. They have a right to Paskin based on Umdinim. Or the Gemara has, the Gemara in Ksubis has, Kimli Bigabe Milsi. Let's say, and Eid Echad comes to Bezin and he testifies in a case. Eid Echad is only good and Dinim Amenis to the extent of a Shvua. But the Dayan knows the Eid Echad. The guy never tells a lie. He's such an honest guy. He always tells the truth. So the Gemara says, that's called Kimli Bigabe. I know that he always tells the truth. But Halacha says, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he's also telling the truth. You need to wait him. So the Rambam says it is a din in dinim amenis. He can be done based on omet. In the Farshis, he cannot be done based on omet.
Would that to be motzi mamonah, or is that to flip the shvuah? And maybe Lolam will say that to be motzi mamonah. You wouldn't say kimli.
The Nesivis has a gemara that he can't be motzi mamonah based on omet. Kimli begavi milsili, he can't be motzi mamonah. The Rambam says against the gemara. The Rambam says even to be motzi mamonah. He said this was in the Doris of Rishonim, and today we don't do it because you have to know psychology very well. So the guy may be making a mistake and he thinks it's Kimli Begavi. Maybe the guy's lying and he doesn't realize it.
Doesn't Rav Moshe apply Kimli Begavi for Yisra Heter also?
Yeah, that's easier. Yisra Heter because Eid Echad is them of Yisurim. So Umdina is good. But the question is in Mominus, the Halacha says you need two Eidim. So maybe two Eidim means anything less than two Eidim is not acceptable. So maybe Omid is not good. Omid should be like Rov. He can't be Moitzi Mammon based on a Rov. He really shouldn't be able to be Moitzi Mammon based on an Umdina, based on circumstantial evidence. That should be the same as a Rov. So the Rambam writes not so. He has a Mechilta like that.
But even for things that are Eid Echanam of Yisrael is possible for, Rav Moshe says, you can trust this thing you got the Fashion on the love, or Rav Moshe says it's about the communist parents.
Right.
So you can trust that.
Yeah, these people happen to be posulators, but Eid Echad is Neman be Yisurim. And Yisurim Eid Echad is good. So if Eid Echad is good, so Omed Umdin is also good. So Kim Labigavi Milsi, I know that my parents are never going to tell me a lie. I know my child is never going to tell me a lie. I can tell psychologically he's not telling a lie. So that's an Omed.
We do that.
What?
We do
that. In Issa Veheta. But in Mominus, the Rambam says you don't do it. Bismana Gemara, they would do it. Bismana said we don't do it in Mominus. So here there's a fundamental machloikis in Choshe Mishpat. Once they made the takana de Rabbanon that you could be moitzi mamon by halvois, or idos halvois, based on Eidim, where there was no Drisha v'chakira. That means that with the Rabbanon they said there's a Kabbalah Seydus here. You can be Mekabbalah Eidus without Drisha v'chakira. Or they said no, there's no Eidus. There's no Drisha v'chakira, there's no Eidus. Even with the Rabbanon they didn't change the din. If there's no Dirisha Machakira, the Rashta Vachakarta Vashalta Eitev, if there was no Dirisha Machakira, there's no Kabbalah Seydus. But an Umdine it is. So you're paskening, basically, you're paskening based on Omid, without any Eidim at all. And there are several Nachkaminis Ledinim. And this Machlag Zerushem, there's several Nachkaminis on Choshe Mishpat. One of the several Nachkaminis is, there's a Din Kivin Shehigit, Shubin Echoizer Magid. once the Edim give a Haggadah, so they can't change their story later. So what if Edim gave a Haggadah Seidus in Halvoah, and then the next day they want to come back up? So that the Gemara has, you can, Kivin Sheigan Shuvin Achayzer Magid, doesn't apply if he backs out Terke de Diba. Let's say the aid gives a Haggadah, talking, chatter around the bezin, talks, and then he says, I want you to know that everything that I said is not correct. I just want to give the guy a heart attack, but it's all really not true. So he backs out Terke de Diba, so the Gemara says he can back out. Then you have a Tosefta that's also quoted La Locha. Calls Mashallah Nechkere Edusim Ebezin, they can back out, because only Kivin Shehigit. Once he gave the Haggadah Seidus, and the Haggadah Seidus was completed, ain't a chayzer magid. But kol zman shelo nechkere edusim ebezin, he can't say kivin shehigit. He didn't. His Haggadah Seidus didn't get off the ground yet. Didn't take place yet. So that's a machloikas harishonim. What about bezman hazeh? We accepted the Haggadah Seidus. The Edom told the Haggadah about a halvot, and they didn't back out to Erkedei Diba. They come back the next day. They want to back out. So do you say, Midrabbanan, they gave the Haggadah Seidus yesterday. They can't back out. But he say, no, they didn't give a Haggadah Seidus yesterday. We never did a Drishma Chakira. Yesterday we had a right to Paskin the Din Torah based on Omed. But that wasn't the Haggadah Seidus. It wasn't Adayin Lohigit. The Din of the Tosefta still applies. The Edom, Kodim Shenechkwe Dusim Ebezin, have a right to back out. So Bizmanas also, Kol Zman Shenechkwe Dusim Ebezin, the Haggadah Seidus didn't take effect yet. So that's an important machlekes harishayim. It's not negeir to us, but it's in Chosh Mishpat. How do you understand the takana de rabbanan? Hanina says, I made a takana de rabbanan that you can be dan hoidos valvoes al piyedim without derisha v'chakira. It means that mid the rabbanan, it is called Haggadah Seidus. You don't need derisha v'chakira. It is called Haggadah Seidus. Oh no, even mid the rabbanan, it's not Haggadah Seidus. But it's like the Rambam, right? You can yesh lebezin lodin dinim amenes al pi omed.
When would that end? I mean, they could be
closer
even after the
base
of the Midrash.
Okay.
There's no ending.
Okay. So there's no ending. So that's hard to believe. That's why the other Rishonim think it doesn't make any sense. According to the Rambam. according to the Rambam, it does. Okay. That's a machlokes. Okay. Yeah. Here the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph discusses Tohu lo Yishalmu. What is that all about? There's a Mishnah in Bchoris. In the middle of Maseches Bchoris, the beginning of Bchoris is fascinating, the end is fascinating, the middle is boring for me. For pre-ed med students, it'll be fascinating. It describes all the mumen. What's called a mum by Behem, or what's called a mum by Yodim. So I don't know biology, so I don't appreciate it. Like Elu Trefus, I didn't understand what was going on there. I don't know biology. For the people who are pre-med, so they'll love it. Okay. So in the middle of Chorus, you have about the moment. So the din is that when a korban, there's so many different kinds of korbanos. When a korban gets a mum kavua, korban gets a mum over, it's going to heal by itself. So you can't be makar of it now until it gets better. But you can't be poda. If the korban develops a mum kavua, it's not going to heal by itself. If you'll do surgery, it will get better. Tosis points out, if you'll do surgery, it can heal, but it's not going to heal by itself. That's called a mum kavua. So mum kavua, the din is that you're not allowed to be makar of it, and you have the ability to be poida. If you're poida, then you can shech the chutz lebeis hamikdash. So there are two korbanos where the halacha says you don't have to be poida. Once it gets a mum kavua, you're allowed to shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even without any pinyin. Which are the two? One is Bechor Behema Tehoira, and one is Maisa Behema. Two karbonis, but there's no hakdosha. All the other karbonis, the person has to say, Hareza Oila, Hareza Chatas, Hareza Shlomim, Hareza Korban Pesach, and by Bechor, it's Kodesh Me'elam, it's Kodesh Me'rechem. True, there's a mitzvah lahakdisha, we paskan like that Tana Rebbe says it's a mitzvah lakdisha. The farmer should declare Hare Behema Zu Kedosha B'Kedushas B'chor Behema Torah. But even if he doesn't say it's Kodesh by itself anyway, when it's born, it's Kodesh Meirechem. And the Maisa Behema is also like that. Maisa Behema, the farmer isn't Magdashit. The farmer has to count from 1 to 10. But then once he counts from 1 to 10, Asiri Me'eluf Kodesh, even if he doesn't declare, Hareba declare that this is Kodesh B'Kedushas Korban Maisa Behema. He doesn't have to declare Kodesh Me'eluf. So those are the two Korbanos B'chor Maisa. where there's no need for hakdasha, it's kodesh even without. And the halacha says epsukim mechumish lo yigoyel lo yimachav lo yigoyel psukim that chora ma'isa don't need pidyon. When it gets a mum kavua, you're allowed to shecht the chutz l'migdash without any pidyon. So the Mishnah in the middle of Pcharis talks about this. What's a mum kavua? What's a mum ayver? And then you have a little bit of discussion over there of what's a behemah treifa. A little bit belongs to Perikei L'treifas also. So the Mishnah has a case there. Rab Tarfon made a mistake in Psak Halacha. He was machmer on something, and they fed it to the dogs. He said the behemah is a treifa, and they fed it to the dogs. After they fed it to the dogs, then he found out that he made a mistake, and it was really kosher. So he said, "Wow, holcha chamorcha tarfon. I can kiss my donkey goodbye. I'm going to have to pay from my pocket, because I paskin that it's a treifa and they should feed it to the dogs. I have to pay." So the Mishnah has a whole discussion: does he have to pay? Does he not have to pay? So what kind of a din is this? That if the dayan, that's a case of isa v'heta. Rab Tarfon made a mistake. He said something is treif, feed it to the dogs. They fed it to the dogs, so he was responsible for the hefsed mammon, so he has to pay. Then the Mishnah has other cases later in Sanhedrin that the Bezdin, the Dayan Yechidi, or the Bezdin made a mistake, and they said Reuven has to pay Shimon $100,000. Then after he pays the money, Bezdin realizes they made a mistake, Reuven didn't have to pay Shimon $100,000. So they're responsible for causing Reuven a hefsed of $100,000. So the Mishnah says that Dayan Shetor is Chayv L'Shalom. Din, why is the Dayan Shetor Chayv L'Shalom? So Tosis here on Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschal Ela Miyata. The last line in the Tosis quotes, there's a machlokes in the Gemara later. We are in Daf Lamed Gimel. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Dayan Shetor has to pay, is that Medina de Garmi? Or is that Medin Orama Mazik? The din is Orama Mazik, if I smash your window, or the Mordeon, the Meshagig Ben Mazin, I have to pay. Groma ben Ezekin, we assume, is Potter. If a person caused an indirect Hezek, Groma ben Ezekin is Potter. And Garmi, or Grame, however the correct pronunciation is, in Yeshivas they always mispronounce it Garmi. So if you have Garmi, it means it's not exactly indirect, and it's not exactly direct. Halfway in between, that's the Tosfos and the Ramban say that's a definition. The Vilna Gaon claims, according to the Rambam, it's a different definition. The Groma means if you made the hezek in indirect fashion b'shoigig, and garmi means if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'mezid, then you chayiv. If you did it b'shoigig, then you potter. But the Tosfos and the Ramban do not learn like that. Tosfos and Ramban learn that garmi, and there's an opinion. The Ramban quotes, there's an opinion. Ramban has a whole kuntres dina de garmi, all separate kuntres about the different opinions regarding garmi. So there is an opinion that groma garmi the same thing, but that opinion has not been accepted. Rabbein Ephraim from Regensburg held like that. That Grama Gami, the same thing. We don't, the Ramban quotes it and rejects it. We assume that Grama means if it's very indirect, and Garmi means it's halfway in between indirect and direct. So Garmi is a machlokes hatanaim. Odom amazik directly be adaim is chayiv. And Grama ben Ezek, and if it's indirect, is potter. Odom amazik al yidei Garmi, it's a little bit indirect. So that's a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, Bava Kama Daf Kuf. Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi, and that's how we paskin. Like Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi, he was chayiv to pay. So that's a famous machlokes. The Tosfos and the Ramban, Tosfos all over says Garmi is only midirabbanan. Garmi is not chayiv in Torah. It's a knas midirabbanan. And the Ramban says, how can you say it's a knas? It's Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi. Does Rav Meir doin knas the Garmi? Din in the Garmi. So Ramban thinks that it's min Torah. The Shach writes in the end of Chosh Mishpat, when the Shulchan Aruch has the siman about Garmi, he writes, he started to write a whole chibur, a running commentary. And the Ramban's country is Dinat Garmi. I think Rabban Lichtenstein Zechan Lebracha published a whole essay on the Ramban's Dinat Garmi. So Shach says he started to write a running commentary on the Ramban's Dinat Garmi, and then he stopped because he decided it's a waste of time because we don't pass like the Ramban anyway. We pass like Tosfos. The Garmi is only Midr Rabban. Rabban Zechan Lebracha also knew like that, but the Ramban has so many fascinating ideas there. All the Rosh Yeshivas say have a lot of comments to say on the Ramban's Din of Gambi, even though we don't pass like the Ramban. Fine. So the Gemara has like this. if the Dayan is a din Torah between Reuben and Shimon, the Dayan says, okay, Reuben, you owe the man $100,000, give me the money right now. He gives me the money and I give it over to Shimon. And then later on, I realize I made a mistake. He didn't have to pay the money. Shimon already ran away to South Africa. We're never going to get him back. There's no way to get the money back. So that's mamish gazlan b'yadayim. Even though it's b'shegeg, a gazlan b'shegeg is also a gazlan. I said, give me, I'm the dayim. I said, give me the money. I take the money. I hand it to the other person. So if it's nasam and asam b'yad, or I tell the balabos, the behemoth treif, I'm going to feed it to the dogs. And I, the dayim, feeds it to the dogs. Then it turns out later on, it was kosher. He shouldn't have fed it to the dogs. His mamish and orah mamazik. B'shegeg. But that's didn't or the mod liyona be mishagig be mezit. It's a mishnah at the end of the second parak in Bava Kama. Or the mod liyona be mishagig be mezit. So if nasam and asam biyad, if he took the money from Reuven and gave it to Shimon, of hechel biyad daim to the klovim, if Abtarfim fed it to the dogs himself, that's a orah mamazik biyad daim. B'shegeg. B'shegeg. Bohenes. He made a big mistake. B'shegeg. Bohenes. But or the mod liyona. So that everyone agrees that yechayv. The machlekes and the Gemara, what Tosis quotes from Wadaf, from Daf Lamed Beis, no, Daf, yeah, from Daf Lamed Gimel, Tosis quotes it's a machlekes. What if the Dayan didn't touch it? He just says, you have to pay him $100,000. The guy's a religious balabas, so he listens to the rabbi, he pays. Then after he pays the money, then the rabbi has charata, he realizes that he shouldn't have paskin like that. So I was mazik you, but not b'yadayim. I was mazik you indirectly, but it's not so indirect, because you're a religious person. You came for a din Torah. You know that you listen to what the rabbi paskin. The rabbi says you got to pay, you pay. So it's really the rabbi's fault that you suffered this loss. Or if the rabbi said you better feed it to the dogs because the behemoth is treif, you're not allowed to eat it. Said, well, the boss feeds it to the dogs. He listens to the psak of the rabbi. So that's what Mar says. If you paskin like Rav Meir, which we do, we paskin danin and din and degarmi. Tosfos says only with the rabbanim. If you all dayanin and dinin degarmi, then the dayan shetor, and they fed it to the dogs, and the balabas paid on his own. So the dayan is responsible to pay midinin degarmi, mid the rabbanim. According to Tosfos, the way we pass them, that would be mid the rabbanim. But if the dayan was hechel biyad dayim nasim nasim biyad, then he's chayv mitam adam amazik adam odliyon. Fine. So that's the din of dayan shetor. So the gemara, the mishnah b'chayrus around Daf Chav Tes, I think. Mishnah Mchores, Rab Tarfon made a mistake. They told him, he thought that something was a treifa, and then they told him, you're wrong, it's not a treifa, and he said, I can kiss my chamor goodbye. Holcha chamor cha tarfon, I'm going to go broke. I have to pay for the hefsa that I caused. So the Mishnah says, no, poterato, you don't have to pay because you're a mumcha lebezn. What is that all about? What is a mumcha lebezn? So here in America years ago, it was a long time ago, I think it was over 30 years ago, there was a whole tumult, around 30 years ago, whole tumult about medical malpractice. A doctor treated a patient, and by mistake, he made the patient sick. So does the doctor, do you have the right to sue the doctor? You have the right to sue the doctor. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in the end of Chash Mishpat, if the doctor did what standard procedure in that generation, and then 10 years later they realize that that's ridiculous. In medicine they keep on realizing that what they did 5 years ago was ridiculous. I remember I once went to a doctor and he had some kind of procedure done, then I went to another doctor. Are you crazy? That's what he did to you? They used to do that 50 years ago. Nobody does that anymore. Medicine, they keep on updating everything. So Dor HaShulchan writes, if the doctor treated the patient, that's standard procedure, that's the way it's in every generation, that's Mekubal. And then it comes 5 years later and they realize that was a mistake. So you can't make the doctor pay. That was standard procedure. He's not chayv anything. We're talking, the doctor made a mistake. Unfortunately, it happened. Once in a long while it happens, he cut off the wrong leg. The guy had one leg had gangrene, the other leg didn't. And the nurses prepared the wrong leg, and the doctor didn't check on the thing. He cut off the wrong leg. And then the other leg, you're going to have to cut off because it has gangrene. And he cut off the healthy leg. So the mice will show you. This happened more than once in the history of medicine in America. And the experts say that these were crackerjack doctors. They were excellent doctors. They made a mistake. They should have checked in advance to look on the chart of the patient to see which leg was supposed to cut off. The nurses prepared the wrong leg, and the doctor cut off the wrong leg. So the shaila is, the roifesh kill, the doctor was treating a patient and he made a mistake, so does he have to pay or not? So the Osamech has a three-way stira in three Tosefta's. There are two Tosefta's in Bava Kamma and one Tosefta in Gittin. So one Tosefta in Bava Kamma says Potter, one Tosefta in Bava Kamma says Chayev, and yes, no, maybe. The three possible yes, no, maybe. And the third Tosefta in Gittin says that it's Potter, Medini, Yodah, Mechai, Medini, Shamayim. So how can it be? All the three possibilities. So the Osamech says, no, if you read it carefully, it's obvious what's going on. The first Tosefta is at the end of Perek Sheni in Bava Kamma, where the Mishnayos and the Tosefta's are, the Tosefta usually follow the order of the Mishnayos. So in the end of the second parak in Bava Kamma, it's talking about Od Mordi Olam is only on Nezek, not on Sarvi Peshevis Bosh, it's on Nezek. So there the Tosefta says the Dain Shator is Chayv to pay, period. Chayv Dini Olam, Chayv Nezek. Sarvi Peshevis Bosh, the Gemara says, Boishas, you only pay if Niskavin Levayish, or at least Niskavin Lachvo. If it was Lo Niskavin Levayish and not Niskavin Lachvo, you don't pay Boishas, period. That's a Gemara. What about Tsar Ripui Sheves? So Nezik is Odom Ud Liolam, so Tosefta says Chayev. On Tsar Ripui Sheves and Boishas, if he made a mistake, then it says Potter. The you're only Chayev, Tsar Ripui Sheves Boishas, if there's at least some Pshia. It only goes on Nezik, but Tsar Boishas you have to have Niskavin Levayish and Niskavin Lachvo. Tsar Ripui Sheves you have to have some Pshia. So if the doctor really didn't do any Pshia, it was just a slip up, he's a mumche, so then the Tosefta says Potter. Then Tosefta in Gittin is in the middle of Gittin, where you have a series of Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah beginning of Perek HaShaleach in Gittin that makes a list of a takana de rabbanon. It says, me de rabbanon made a takana mepnei tikkun ha'olam that the husband cannot be mevatel l'shlichus after the shlich already left. Mepnei tikkun ha'olam. Then the Mishnah starts listing off. The kohen gets the first aliyah mepnei tikkun ha'olam. And wherever you do, whatever you left the erev, whoever's a pop and you left the erev, you should continue to leave the erev there. And it lists off a whole prusbul, the takana de rabbanon. All the takanas listed off in the Mishnah, then a Tosefta quotes five times as many takanas from the Rabbanon. If they take an oil, made a lot of takanas from the Tikkun Olam. So the Tosefta says one of the many takanas from the Tikkun Olam is this happened in America. You're going to have an expert doctor, someone's going to sue him, you're going to take $20 million, and it'll be ruined for life. So why should people remain in medicine? I had a student who was in medicine, and then he wasn't such a genius, and he was afraid they're going to sue him. He's going to make a mistake and sue him. So he went into medical supplies, and he's a rich man. He's a very rich man today. He sells medical supplies instead of doing medicine. I don't think he was accepted in America. He had to go to Guadalajara to go to medical school. He didn't make it here, and he used to come visit his wife once a month. That was a whole schlep. And then he left medicine. A lot of good people left medicine because they're afraid they're gonna sue them, and the insurance is so expensive. So you hardly make a parnasa. Doctors used to make a lot of money years ago. Now malpractice medical insurance is so high, so a lot of people left medicine legamre, or are they going to a different field? Whatever, it's a problem. So the Tanoim were worried about this also. They wanted to encourage the expert doctors; they should stay in the field. How do you encourage them? All he needs is one case. He's going to make one slip. He's going to make one mistake. They're going to sue him from all his work. So they made a takona hefke bezn hefke. If the bezn checks who are the biggest geniuses in medicine, we don't want to know who got a 65 on the exams in medical school. Who got the 99? So who got 100 plus? Or after the practicing medicine, who are looked up to as the biggest doctors in the world? So the Bezin will give them kosher, they'll give them approval that im told oyishalmo. We want to encourage you to stay in medicine, and therefore we say hereby declare that if you'll slip up, if you'll be choyvel in a patient on purpose, it's going to make you pay. You're not a mamazik, chayvel b'chaver. But if you'll slip up something, in order to encourage you to stay in the field, we pater you. What right do they have to pater? Hefke bezna hefke. Hefke Bezna Hefke, we'll see on Daf Hei, Hefke Bezna Hefke is really a branch of the din of din and the Malchus of din. The government, the government has a response. The king, the government, has a Melech Bemishpat Yamin Eretz. The role of the government is to maintain law and order and to see to it that everything is done fairly. So they have to introduce rent control, they have to introduce minimum wages, they have to introduce ceilings on prices. You can't charge too much for necessities, for milk and cheese and eggs and meat. So ice cream, charge whatever you want. Chocolates, charge whatever you want. But necessities, you're not allowed to charge too much. So the government has a responsibility based on the pasuk, Melech Bemishpat Yamin Eretz. So the government has the responsibility to see to it that the best doctors should remain in medicine. They shouldn't run away because they're afraid they're going to sue them all the time. So the government has the right, and if the government doesn't do it, then Hefke Bezna Hefke substitutes for the government. That's the Dvar Avraham has a long tshuva, Aleph and Sin Aleph. He shows from the Gemara Daf Hei. We're going to get there, I hope. For sure. Okay, believe that. That Hefke Bezna Hefke is a branch of Dina the Malchus Adina. The Din basically is Dina the Malchus Adina. So either the Reish Galusa, the Gemara said the Reish Galusa has the status of a Melech. The Reish Galusa or the government, the secular government in America, government has the right to declare Hefke Bezna Hefke, and the Bezna has the right to declare. So if a doctor has either reshus from the Melech or has from the Reish Galusa or from the Bezdin that we want to encourage him to stay in medicine and told lo yishalmu, then he'll be potam mitam tikan ho'ilam. So that's the Mishnah, that's the Tosefta and Gittin. But roife shekilkel is potam medina yodam mechai bedina shamay. What does it mean? He's potur from tzari pishavis boishis, he's potam in datayra. That's the later Tosefta in Achayvon. The earlier Tosefta in the second parak in Bava Kama that goes on the Mishnah, Odomur Diyonu Be'im Shegik Be'im Meza Be'im Yonetz Maratz, that goes on Nezek. So Nezek, he is chayiv to pay. And that's the Tosefta in Gittin says, Nezek, the doctor, Reufe Shekilkel Boines, is chayiv to pay, but if he has Rishus from the Melech, or Rishus from the Bezdin, Tolo Yishalmo. But whenever there's a takanim of Tikkun HaOlam that they want to give you a break, so b'dinei shamayim, the bod lasi zeh shamayim, you really should pay. That's the gist of the Tosefta. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah points out. There's a three-way steer in the Tosefta, and if you look in all the three Toseftas, that's clearly what's going on. That's the pshat based on the context. So similar to this Tosefta by the Reifei Shekilkel, there's such a concern about a dayan shetor. The guys didn't learn in the kollel, and they learned very well. Then we need someone to go into Dayanus to do Dine Torah. We need someone to paskenis of the heter. So how does it say? Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So a person is not so learned, he's going to jump in. Yeah, I'll be a Dayan. I'll do Dine Torah. He doesn't realize how tricky it is. You can make one little mistake of your mops at a person millions of dollars and you'll be held responsible. You'll have to pay. So a person who really knows how to learn well will be afraid. I'll sit and learn in the kol. I'll put out kisviyat, I'll put footnotes, I'll do other things. But I'm not going to be a dayan, I'm not going to paskan on nisa v'heta. All I need is I'll make a mistake, and they'll make me pay, medina digarmi. So in order to encourage the best people in the field, just like in order to encourage the best doctors to stay in medicine, that the sefta says they made a takana, so in order to encourage the best talmid hachacham to go, yes, to go into Dayanus. Not that they should run away. They should print the Kisvayat. They should print Chidusha Torah. Make a parnasa by that. No, they should give Shiur. No, they want the best people to do Dine Torah. So they made a Takana Tol Shalman. So that's what Tosis learned. The Rashi has a different sheet here. We don't know exactly what Rashi holds. But the Ramban was a doctor. And the Ramban wrote a Sefer Torah Sa'odom. So Torah Sa'odom, he talks about human life from the beginning to the end. He talks about when the baby is born, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos to be Mechal Shabbos, to the delivery of the baby. And after the baby's delivered, you're allowed to straighten out the legs. You're not allowed to, what are you allowed to do? Then when the baby grows older and gets a little sick, when are you allowed to treat him, when you're not allowed to treat him, when you're going to be Mechal Shabbos and so on. And then he talks, what if the doctor was not successful and the patient died? Then he goes to all of Hilchas Avelus. All of Hilchas Avelus from the Ramban is in the Torah Sa'odom. Every section of Shulchan Aruch is based on some Rishon or another. Much of Shulchan Aruch is based heavily on the Rambam, and other sections are not. Like Chei Akalaf Yeridei is all based on the Rishpon and Torah Sabayis. Everything is patterned after the Torah Sabayis. Hilchas Avelus is all patterned after the Ramban. Everything the Ramban, And the Rosh quotes a lot from the Ramban. Different sections. Many sections of Chayshim Mishpat are based on the Sefer HaTrumos, which is by a Talmud of the Ramban. Different sections of Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramban has, in the Sefer Taras Adam, he talks about when a doctor is allowed to treat the patients, when not, and he gives this explanation to the Tosefta. Based on the context, that's what's going on. So that's a special takonim of the Rabbanon. To lo yishalmu is a takonim of the Rabbanon, the Pnei Tikkun Ha'olam, just like we want to encourage the expert doctors to go into medicine, so we want to encourage the expert Talmid HaChacham to go into Dayonis. And if they know they're going to have to pay, if they make a mistake, so we make a takonim, to lo yishalmu, they don't have to pay. Okay, believe that tomorrow.